the third hour of the program. You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
We're going to continue here, take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, the police have issued a warning about Pedo Bear. We'll explain here in a little bit, but first we'll go to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, David.
I'm just calling to, I was out holding a sign for... I know this is local, and you don't sometimes like talking about local stuff, but it has to do with Andrew Carroll's campaign, and I was hoping, I was thinking maybe somebody would call in with the results.
Don't know. We've been looking around what the exact results are, but it's our understanding, Andrew, and this is for those that are just tuning in, Andrew Carroll is a Free State Project participant. He made the move here to New Hampshire, as the hosts of the show have done, in order to get active for liberty. He has become one of the first people to run for political office up here in the Keene area at the state level. We've had a couple folks run for the city council seats over the last few years, and the president of the Free State Project threw his hat into the ring, but he didn't really run a real campaign a couple of years ago. But this time, Andrew Carroll's like the first serious candidate, and from what I understand, he came in last at all four of the voting locations. We don't have the numbers.
There's five voting locations.
Excuse me, the five voting locations. We don't have the actual breakdowns or anything like that, but it's my understanding that there was still a significant chunk of people that did come out to vote for him, at least 100 people per location or something like that. So, again, we don't have the numbers. We're speculating here, but what was your experience today, David?
Oh, I don't know. I just was holding signs, and then I was at the end of the day. I met up. I actually ran into Andrew, and we were there at one of the locations waiting for the votes to be counted.
Did anybody say anything nasty to you or anything like that?
No,
that's good.
I guess they only do that from distances by computers.
That's pretty much the case.
Right. I held a sign for a guy who was running, who's connected to the Free Staters, Nick Ryder, and nobody ever said anything nasty to me.
No.
Yeah. So, hey, but, David, what else did you want to share tonight? Anything else on your
mind? Oh, that was all. Well, it was a good effort anyway, and that's all.
And you got to start somewhere. It's very rare that anybody in the political process is going to be able to walk in their first election and get into to office. It's very
rare.
He's
doing the right thing. You just got to keep on getting your name on the ballot, and you'll get more votes each time. That's usually how it goes.
I think there's two things that he's facing. Number one is apathy. I mean, that's the biggest. It's how many people came out and actually voted in.
We don't have the numbers, but usually in a primary, it's probably 3 to 5% of the voting population.
Yeah. So And who are those people that are coming out and voting?
City government workers and their friends and family members.
It's the same thing. I've been going to a lot of these city council meetings and these subcommittee meetings, and it's the bureaucrats who are there. They're the ones attending these meetings. There are maybe two out of about 10 to 12 people in the audience who are not city councilors, the city manager, the city attorney, the police, people from the police department or whatever, to give their spin and propaganda whenever something comes up, and they completely mislead the public. So, you know, you've got to get past that apathy and build up a big enough crowd of supporters who are actually willing to come out and vote in larger numbers than the bureaucrats who are actually benefiting from the theft of everyday people in the community.
Right. They're the ones with the motivation to come out there and advocate for more government, bigger bureaucracy.
Us.
Et cetera, and so on. So, is it possible to do here in New Hampshire? I believe that it is. Because we've seen some liberty activists have won across the state. I don't know if any results were – I don't know if there were any other interesting decisions tonight as far as Free Staters are concerned around New Hampshire or other liberty activists. But there have been some success stories already, and we're still early on in the movement. I mean, we're talking about – at least in the Keene area, we're talking about maybe a few dozen liberty activists that have moved here as part of the Free State Project at this point in time. And we've got over 10,000 people that are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We want to reach 20,000. I don't think it's unreasonable to suggest that we should be able to get 500 to 1,000 of those 20,000 here to the Keene area.
Mm-hmm.
And, 500 people, even if they're not all inside the system, even if you get 200 or 300 people that are willing to go and vote, you've got enough to severely throw an election in any direction you pretty much want to. So at a certain point, what you're probably going to see is somebody like an Andrew Carroll, who's this kind of early on lead man out into the world of politics, is going to make it through a primary. You know, maybe it's going to be two more years or whenever, but he's going to make it through a primary. And that's when the politicians are going to take notice, or they're going to start noticing that more people are doing things inside the system and getting involved, and they're going to start pandering to the, you know, the liberty activists.
There are
eventually
lots of people and free staters who are making it through primaries and getting elected all over New Hampshire.
Lots of them? There's a handful.
How many is a handful?
I think there's only about four that have been elected, actually.
Are you talking about state house?
Right.
What about selectman seats? What about
all
kinds of boards and all that other stuff? There are free staters all over in government in New Hampshire. The reason they can't do it in Keene is because, A, it's a socialist stronghold, and, B, they've created a lot of animosity with the outside-the-system activism. I'm not saying that that won't result in something good in the future, but today,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like, you guys got a bad brand in Keene.
David, any other thoughts?
I think he'll have this behind and under his belt, and it'll just serve him well in the next one. I know that.
Dave, is it your experience that liberty activists in Keene have a bad brand, as Mark has alleged?
Well, all I know is what happens in the papers and things like that, and that's usually not very good.
What about your personal experience? I mean, the newspapers is skewed because it's older people that read the papers. It's people that are connected
to the
system.
What do you talk to, say? Do you ever talk to them about, hey, those free staters, they're not bad guys? What do you hear?
I'm usually okay. I hear stuff like, I don't hear people speaking positively, mostly.
Yeah, I don't hear it either. You know, a lot of the people I know would be positive towards the ideas of liberty. It seems like the activism that a lot of the free staters have participated in, and free Keeners, a lot of the activism, honestly, is more related to Keene High School than it is to the Free State Project, because you have a small amount of free staters who are leading inciting a much larger amount of people who are native Keeniacs. But, you know, it paints the Free State Project and the Free Keene movement to the point that a lot of people I've talked to don't like those terms.
Thanks, David. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. And, yeah, it is a socialist stronghold, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to move to Keene, because I saw it as the most challenging place to work on achieving liberty of all of New Hampshire. And, yeah, I fully expect that when you challenge the establishment in the ways that have been done here, it's going to rub some people the wrong way.
You know, the reason I moved for the Free State Project is because I thought it would be easier to get the ideas of liberty across in one of the freest states in the union that has that is all about liberty, and you're going to bolster many of the Republicans that are much more like libertarians than most Republicans around the nation. So what I was doing when I moved for the Free State Project was trying to find an easier path that might work, rather than going to, say, someplace that it seemed to me wasn't likely to work. I think if you're going to do civil disobedience, do it in Keene. I think that that's the place to do it. That's not my thing, and it's the reason I don't live there.
Yeah, well, when people were doing civil disobedience, when people have done civil disobedience in the past, there were a lot of folks that bristled at it. A lot of people, you know, well, those uppity blacks, you know, how dare they step out of line?
If you're gonna take on the mantle of Martin Luther King, that you've got a dream and everything. Martin Luther King had a dream of doing civil disobedience that people were on board with. They looked over three women who wouldn't get up from the back of the bus before they found Rosa Parks, and that's the person they hung their tag on, because they went for the right civil disobedience with the right person at the right time. I think that a lot of the civil disobedience that's been here practiced here in Keene, New Hampshire, has been the wrong civil disobedience done the wrong way at the wrong time.
Yeah, you know, the media still painted them as just a bunch of troublemakers.
They did.
Yeah, and you know that people were trashing on those folks back then. Those
sure
uppity
were.
Blacks, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm just saying, hey, you know, if you're smoking pot in Central Square, what's people's biggest concern about people smoking pot? Bums smoking pot out in public.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I don't think that's anything. It's the children. More coming up here. You can take control.
16-year-olds in there smoking pot.
Of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Our webcam is one of those features. You can go and watch and listen to the show, as well as interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. Totally free. cam.freetalklive.com. Brought to you
by Memory Dealers. Memory Dealers, your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. And they're up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. Cody's listening in Maryland on the Amp Lines. Hello, Cody.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, what's up,
Mark? Mark, calling about Monsanto.
Yes, please.
Heard a little bit earlier you bring up, you're thinking maybe there's some good things, bad things.
Well, I know there are bad things. I'm just wondering, you know, there's got to be something good these guys have done.
Yeah, I wanted to pick on some of the tougher points, and that is the monopolistic tactics they use. One of the biggest points is that they patent life.
Yep.
They worked the government system, the government people, to get patents on pieces of seeds, different genes, the whole genome type thing, something that had never been done before, and in doing so is pretty much their business plan is to monopolize and yep. own food.
Sue the competition out of business is what their job is. And when that's your business model, it says to me that your product's not that great. And it's a terrible way of doing business. It makes you, in my opinion, no better than the government.
But it goes even further than that, Mark. I mean, there are seeds that are the crops are cross-pollinating. People who are not planting Monsanto seeds are getting their crops
yep.
cross-pollinated, and then when they save their seeds, Monsanto comes out. They have their little snitch force that goes out and tests all these things, and then they go after these people and try and get court settlements against them.
Well, yeah, they don't even need to get a settlement. They just need the people to be beaten to the point. Because, I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars can the average farmer afford
yeah.
to pay for lawyer's fees? Most of these people are just like working people, and they just can't afford that kind of stuff.
And it's scary because this is where the society, or I guess the fascist government that we're under, is taking everyone. They're doing the same thing for human life. They're patenting genes
yeah.
so that when it comes time to, you know, when genetically specific or tailored medicine comes about.
We need patents. We wouldn't have innovation without patents.
Right.
Right. Right.
Which is nonsense. We actually had Dr. Mary Ruard on the show, the author of Healing Our World, one of my favorite books, and she's been involved in the pharmaceutical business for a long time, and she talked about how prior to patents being applied to pharmaceuticals, that there was a vibrant industry with all kinds of development, and the reason why was because people wanted to get their products out and into people's hands
first to market,
so they could get the recognition for being the creator of aspirin, you know, that kind of thing. And there was a very vibrant market.
Rather than
so,
suing some other company for coming up with some other medication made from willow bark.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of spending money on lawyers and patents and that process and protection of patents and all that, they could spend that money on research and development and coming out with the next great thing. So we actually lose, in my opinion, innovation. And many experts like Stephen Kinsella, who is just, you know, the man when it comes to intellectual property law and the idea of getting rid of it. He's a patent attorney who wants to eliminate his job, basically. So the experts on the side of anti-IP have really pointed out that patents are hurting innovation. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Agreed. No, definitely, definitely. I just wanted to kind of get that out there because when you were first talking about it, it kind of sounded like maybe baiting someone like me to call in a little bit, but I appreciate and I completely agree. And lastly, really appreciate everything you guys are doing. Just download that audiobook you were just referencing to listen to and found you guys just about a month ago.
Wait, so which audiobook did you download?
The one you just referenced, the Healing Our World.
There's an audiobook version of that?
No, I'm sorry. No, you're right. There's a PDF. You're working on the audiobook.
Okay. Well, I don't know where that stands.
I haven't done anything with it.
But Dr. Ruart has been approached about that. Was it you that approached her or me?
I would like to. I think you wrote her the first time. I haven't followed
up with
that.
Yeah, I remember I wrote
her,
and I think she said something about she had to talk with her attorney, and she never got back to me. So I don't know where that stands. I haven't really followed up because I didn't really want to do it. So maybe if you want to pick up the ball, Sam. And
I haven't read the book, but I've considered turning it into an audiobook.
It's a lot of work to do an audiobook.
Yep.
It takes time.
It takes time, and, you know, I mean, with the time that you would otherwise otherwise be getting paid to do stuff. It's like, oh, I don't know, call radio stations.
Maybe you could do it in your downtime as well.
You have downtime?
Anybody can make, if you're self-employed, you can make downtime for yourself. You can take time out from something.
You don't have downtime. You call radio stations during the day.
All right. It wouldn't be during the day. So anyway, hey, thanks, Cody. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. But I agree. I think healing our world is outstanding. I purchased a box full of them, actually. I thought it was so good. So I figured I'd buy some at a quantity discount and offer them to some of the activists up here to... Healing our world doesn't do much good if it's sitting on your bookshelf, so pass it around. If you've got a copy and you've got friends that you think might be interested in reading it, or you could do a book exchange with them or something like that where you agree to read one of their books in return for them reading one of yours, get that book into people's hands. I think it's one of the most important that's out there. So 800-259-9231. Oh, and we should mention the PDF he was talking about, Healing Our World, is available, the 1990s edition, which is pretty good. It's not as good as the more updated Ott's version that came out at the beginning of the turn of the century, but the Healing Our World 90s edition is available on Dr. Mary Ruart's website at ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. Also, we posted it over at book.freekeen.com, and it's in several forms at book.freekeen.com. You can get it in the ebook form. You can get it in the Amazon Kindle form. I think those are two different forms. And you can get the PDF. So three different ways to get the same book, all free, over at book.freekeen.com. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about the idea of age of consent and this 47-year-old child molester, or not child molester, but teenager molester, this cop that was sentenced to 90 days in prison. So apparently the police are 90 days in jail for molesting somebody. The police aren't too concerned about punishing their own when it comes to these issues. But when it comes to a man in a bear suit, they take things very seriously. According to the Daily Mail, police in the United States have issued a bizarre warning to parents about a pedophile cartoon bear that was created by a website as an internet joke. Petabear was created on 4chan, a chaotic, largely unregulated network of message
boards.
Just
the fact that it was on 4chan is the part that we're laughing at here, because, mostly that stuff's just jokes, people.
Yeah.
Jokes on adults.
It's a unregulated network of message boards which has spawned some of the internet's most famous virals and jokes. It's used by some users to mock people in internet chat rooms by suggesting that they are pedophiles or have said something slightly inappropriate about children. So this character is animated. Well, I don't know if it's been animated, but it's a cartoon character. It has
pictures of a bear.
It has been created, and he does look a little creepy. The pet of bear.
It's cuddly to me.
So we'll come back. It's been created to make fun of pedophiles, but how have the police interpreted it? Well, we'll find out what they had to say with their press release here in a little bit. At 800-259-9231, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how great. Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight,
Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You can enjoy the features there for free. So head on over to FreeTalkLive.com, where you can get access to our bulletin board system, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. The fun's just getting started up here in New Hampshire. There's so much to do. There's everything from political action, as I say, to civil disobedience. And it's all happening, and it's there's so much more here than there is anywhere else, in my opinion, in the entire liberty movement. So come and add your voice, add your ideas, your talents to the mix. Get here as soon as possible. FreeStateProject.org. We're talking about the Petabear. Petobear or Petabear? Well, anyway, Petabear is the character that was created as a joke, as making fun of pedophiles on 4chan. Now, 4chan is an internet message. It's not really a forum. It's just kind of like this board where people just post things up. There's not much organization to it, at least last time I went, which was it's been a while. But there's just all kinds of weird, bizarre stuff. And as this point, the story from the Daily Mail is pointing out, there are a lot of these internet memes that are created on 4chan, and they're propagated out by the 4chaners.
Yeah, a meme might be best described as an inside joke.
No, I don't think so.
This is a train of thought. I mean, I don't know. It's difficult to to really describe what a meme is, but
well, I'm sure I could pull up a definition for meme, but
go look it up.
But off the top of my head, I would say a meme is an idea that I guess is popularly spread to some extent. Check that for me when you get a chance. But so back to the Daily Mail. Now, the police in San Luis Obispo in California appear to have misunderstood this internet trend or meme and have warned parents that the Peta Bear is being used by real pedophiles as a mascot. In a po-faced newsletter that has made them the laughingstock of the internet, the sheriff's department has warned parents that some pedophiles are even dressing as the bear to signal their intentions.
Oh, come on.
The handout describes the bear's licentious love of little girls and warns that the character may be lurking at family-friendly events. It reads, quote, "The San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Department is warning parents about a disturbing new phenomenon made popular by pedophiles and sexual deviants. The Peta Bear began as an online Japanese cartoon character and is known for his lecherous nature towards prepubescent children. Recently, pedophiles have adopted the bear as a mascot. Although there have been no reported sightings of the image on the Central Coast, individuals dressed in the bear costume and car decals have been seen in Southern California." As though a pedophile is going to slap a decal on his car to say, "Hello, world! Just thought you should know my sexual proclivities."
It just speaks volumes into the mindset of these police and how capable they are of actually solving real crimes and thinking critically. I mean, why would a pedophile wear the costume of a pedophile to go out and pick up children? It makes no sense.
Well, I guess if you're in a bear costume, you could attract children to you. They like stuffed animals and friendly, but large anthropomorphic.
Hey, I've got a puppy here, too. That tends to work a little better with kids, wouldn't you think?
So I understand, yeah. The warning appears to be a reference to the fact that a man dressed as Peta Bear was escorted away from a recent comic conference in San Diego. The leaflet goes on to warn that the character's cute face and non-threatening appearance negate the truth of his sinister, much darker side.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it goes on to warn that the sight of the Peta Bear character may be an indicator or presence of individuals who of the presence of individuals who have predilection to sexually inappropriate and even assaultive behavior. After being contacted by the website Gawker, the San Luis Obispo Police Department has claimed that it has always known that Peta Bear is just a joke, but wanted to warn parents anyway. Just another thing for you to be afraid of, parents, the man in the bear costume.
You know, this is kind of like the kids' stickers or something like that. There used to be the
kids' stickers?
Okay, so when I was a kid, they would warn parents that these stickers, and stickers at that time, they had this there were these lick stickers.
LSD on the stamps.
Yeah, put the LSD on these stickers and give them to kids.
Right.
As if anybody wants to waste a hit of acid
on a child.
On a seven-year-old or something like that and wants to get in their hands and cause all kinds of chaos or whatever. And it was just, these are things to scare parents. The other thing is the razor blade and the apple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not out
unsubstantiated.
There. It's just not out there.
It's a myth.
Yeah, it is. So there's not a single reported case of this, in real life. And these urban legends are all over. How about the hippie girl spitting on the returning Vietnam War vets?
That's an urban legend?
Yeah.
The Vietnam vets weren't spit on by hippies?
At the airport, right?
Well, I don't know where, but in various different places.
Well,
my understanding is that a lot of Vietnam vets were treated very poorly by a lot of the people.
The story is, if you will hear it, generally some girl in love beads at the airport spits on returning vets.
I never heard that one.
And, the first question is, what are vets returning from Vietnam in a public airport for?
They could still have their uniform on as they're walking about place to place.
What they go to the airport to hang out?
If they go from the
base to the airport?
If they're in a
They fly them back on a commercial airline.
Yeah.
I don't know about them, but I've been in Atlanta one time. I was there for a wait over or whatever it's called, layover.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 2003, somewhere around there. They actually lined up. There's this huge lobby in the Atlanta airport. They lined up about 10 or 12 Delta employees, and they just start clapping. clapping, and I'm like, why are they clapping? And then all of a sudden the troops come in uniform, and everybody else in the atrium starts clapping, and I'm just like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Our killers are back! Yay! I think that, Mark, what could have happened is they could have been flown back to the base, and then they could have been going home.
Could have happened, right? But there aren't any reported cases of it, in the sense that, hey, you know, what happened, there's no newspaper reports of it, there's no police reports of it, there's no documentation in any way, shape, or form. And it will, you know, this is just the kind of things people will say. People will say red cars have higher insurance rates than other color cars. I've got a red car. The insurance company never asked me what color it was. It's just, you know, people
don't... It's in the VIN number.
What's that?
It's in the VIN number.
You think so?
I think so.
What if I change the color of my car to red?
Well, then you'd be sneaky.
Oh, well.
So when it comes to these stories that these parents are being told about, okay, parents, you need to be scared of this now. Here's a new threat to your children. The idea that a man in a pedo bear costume is somehow going to be a more likely to be a child molester than anyone else, I think it's pretty silly. But either way, if you've got a young child, you probably shouldn't let the man in a chicken suit take them into the bathroom with them either. I mean, you don't want to let if you've got a 3-year-old or something like that, it's probably not a good idea to let them go off with any strangers, whether they're wearing a bear suit or not. And I think it deserves reiterating every time this issue comes up with child molesters and the sex offender lists and everything like that. All of the warnings and the rules and the sex offender lists are going to do nothing to keep your kids safe, because sex offender lists only identify people who've been convicted. They don't identify the people who haven't yet been caught or the people who haven't yet actually acted on their interests.
I think the biggest problem with sex offender lists is that they're really poorly handled. Well, what a surprise. The government's doing it badly.
Well, sure, they shovel them into certain places and things like that. But
you know, I think that the much more useful list would be who's been convicted of sexual assault, who's been convicted of, you know, sex with a minor under 12. Because when you're talking about people having sex with, 15-year-olds,
right,
when they're
statutory rapists are on there,
being
too,
in the woods, or, a variety of other charges that get slapped into the sex offender list, I don't think it's very useful for parents.
If you want to keep your kids safe, you just have to know where they are, know what they're doing, and know who they're with. 800-259-9231. And, of course, there aren't really lecherous people lurking everywhere anyway. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll use that money to reinvest in the show and get the show out into more people's ears around the world, whether it's through adding new radio station affiliates or bringing more internet listeners to the website. We'll expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you'll get perks. If you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, you get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal. Alternative options are available as well at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun, Daniel is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to give a little update here on what's going on in Fresno, California. Of course, you know, we're here in California where marijuana is supposedly legal to grow. But since someone in the middle of last month got shot while trying to steal somebody's marijuana in their backyard and killed him, our city felt it needed to make a pass a 90-day moratorium stating that nobody can no longer grow marijuana outdoors. Mm-hmm. They must move their marijuana indoors until they can decide what they want to do.
That's interesting.
So wow. As a result of prohibition, is it still somewhat limited to where only certain people that are licensed can grow in their backyard? Is that the case?
Yes. If you have a card, get a card, person can grow up to 6 plants.
So right, the card is just another form of prohibition, and out of that prohibition, just like in alcohol or, you know, any other prohibition, you get people who are going to come and rob the folks who are, you know, jumping through all the hoops because that's easier than taking the risks on their own. Go ahead.
Right. There was no prohibition, then anybody can grow it, and it wouldn't be a big deal, and nobody would have to steal it because they could just grow their own without any worry of going to jail.
And then here comes the city council to save the day and put a stop to the violence which they created.
What really irritates me is the city believes that they're King George and can do whatever they want to after the people have spoken.
Yeah. Well, and they're just ignorant of the fact that this is just an unintended consequence of their policy, of their somewhat relaxing of the drug policy.
Well, I mean, if you just look at it the way it is, everybody knew that that guy got shot. And I guarantee you, nobody will be stealing in a pot from nobody's backyard.
Well, I don't think people should get shot over plants. But if it's the problem is the prohibition makes that particular plant that much more valuable. Because, yeah. I mean, you
like stealing gold.
Right. You don't see anybody stealing the azaleas out of Ethel's, away from Ethel's oak trees because... The fact is, it's the marijuana plant that's so much more valuable because only certain licensed people can grow it. And it's, few of those people are actually going to grow it outdoors. So you have very few outdoor marijuana plants. And, you know, this stuff can be sold at a profit. And that's why people were trying to steal it. So the profit motive was created by the government's restriction on it. And it wouldn't have happened if the government hadn't created the restriction in the first place.
Yeah. So it just goes to show, it's more evidence to show that these halfway points are just not the ideal. It's just not good enough. I mean, it's helpful. I mean, it's good for the folks that need the medical marijuana. That's good. They get the help that they need.
When does California vote on that complete legalization?
That's this year, right?
In November?
Daniel?
Oh, no. That happened like 10 years ago.
No. The question is complete legalization.
Proposition 19 or something.
Excuse me?
Are you unaware that this year on the ballot in California there is going to be a...
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about medical marijuana. Yeah, it's going to be on the ballot for this November to make it legal to possess anything under an ounce.
Right, but what is that going to do for growers? Is it also going to be legal to grow?
I have no idea. We haven't even figured out what the city decides they're going to do with this.
Yeah.
You got to take steps, Ian. I mean, it's just not going to come overnight.
But this is the problem. When
indeed,
you take these steps,
there are problems.
They don't understand the principle.
It happened with this don't ask, don't tell thing. The Clinton administration took a step with don't ask, don't tell. First off, anybody who's suspected of being a queer in the United States military is out on their ear. Then we went to don't ask, don't tell. There were lots of problems. Admittedly, a decade and a half later, now, basically you can be gay in the military.
Yeah, but Mark, they didn't take, when it came to repealing prohibition the first time, it was a step. This amendment is gone. It's over. Prohibition is done. And that's the step that needs to be taken. None of this baby step crap that just leads to these extra problems, and then the government saying, oh my God, what have we done? We need to re-prohibit things like they did in Alaska, where it was, I don't even know what the current status is there. It's been going back and forth for years where it's been semi-legal to possess it for personal...
Alaska has a personality disorder. It's partially Democrat and partially Republican. It's a pretty libertarian state all in all, except for their reliance on the welfare that they get from their oil.
Daniel,
I have a feeling, though, when if we do vote it to become legal, they're still not going to abide by it here in California. They'll still arrest you.
Well, it took them a decade to stop arresting people for the medical stuff.
Exactly, yeah. That went on for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it went back and forth and back and forth with the federals saying they're going to arrest you and the state cops saying they're not. And it just...
Well, even the stateies were arresting people for a while, as I recall, afterwards.
At the beginning they were. And then the state came out and the city, our actual chief came out and said that he's not going to put any more money behind that because it's just ridiculous.
Thanks, Daniel, for the call tonight. Good. Hope that works out for you this year, and thank you for the info.
And all of this points to the bigger problem, which is the violence and the coercion that backs up the underlying system. I mean, where is it ever going to end when you have this one group exercising monopoly force on everybody else, and then you tell the people, oh, you just need to get in there and fight to wield the gun in the direction that you think it should be used. And it's just so crazy. These politicians, these bureaucrats have a vested interest in keeping this war going. That's why they're going to defy their own laws. That's why they're going to keep arresting people, because it means jobs for them.
So, Sam, you had a story that you brought in tonight here. We're a little short on time, but it might fit in. About a photographer? Or what?
Civil rights photographer unmasked as informer from the New York Times by Robbie Brown. The photo of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Riding one of the first desegregated buses in Montgomery, Alabama, he took it. The well-known image of a black sanitation workers carrying I Am a Man signs in Memphis, his. He was the only photojournalist to document the entire trial of the murder of Emmett Till, and he was there in room 306 of the Lorraine Hotel, Dr. King's room, on the night he was assassinated. But now an unsettling asterisk must be added to the legacy of Ernest C. Withers, one of the most celebrated photographers of the civil rights era.
Legacy? So is he passed away?
He's passed away in, I think, 2004. He was a paid FBI informer. On Sunday, the Continental Appeal in Memphis published the results of a two-year investigation that showed Mr. Withers, who died in 2007 at the age of 85, had collaborated closely with two FBI agents in the 1960s. He kept tabs on the civil rights movement. It was an astonishing revelation about a former police officer nicknamed the original civil rights photographer, whose previous claim to fame had been that the trust he engendered among high-ranking civil rights leaders, including Dr. King. It is an amazing betrayal, said a historian at Marquette University who has written books about the FBI. It really speaks to the degree that the FBI was able to engage individuals within the civil rights movement. This man was so well trusted. Let me give you.
I guess, in thinking about this, in the civil rights movement, mostly the FBI was on the good side. I've got lots of problems with the way it all went down and everything, but the FBI was largely looking out for equal rights. They were trying to make it so that people integrated properly and things like that. Sure, I'm sure they were just waiting for the Black Panthers to slip up. And
well, that's likely what the man was there for. I mean, as we've seen with these federal agents being unmasked, many cases they'll be provocateurs and they'll be trying to agitate for people doing violence. If he was just an informer and not actually a provocateur, that's certainly not as bad of a situation. Then he's likely just monitoring for that. And, it is interesting because it shows how effective they were at infiltrating. You never know where you're going to find these guys. But if you're not actively planning violence, then there's not really too much to be concerned with, although you might want to be concerned if you're going to sell drugs or something like that.
His work shows remarkable intimacy with and access to top civil rights leaders. Friends used to say he had a knack for being in the right place at the right time. That might be, a little more helpful if you've got the FBI giving you information right. as mm-hmm. to where to be at the right place at the right time. Going back to the story. But while he was growing close to top civil rights leaders, Mr. Withers was also meeting regularly with FBI agents, disclosing details about plans for marches and political beliefs of the leaders. Even personal information like the leader's car tags numbers.
Oh, it's scummy, no doubt about it. It's two-faced, it's dishonest. But if you're in a movement that is opposing the state, if you're in a movement that is, anti-whatever the establishment is, you have to expect you're going to be infiltrated. If you're not agitating for violence, you really probably don't have too much to worry about.
Ian, speaking of which, my FBI handlers have said that you need to get a New Hampshire license plate.
Oh, is that right? I don't know if I have an obligation to do that.
They said you do.
They should prove that. Anyway, we're out of time. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.